Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being on the call. I am Adrienne Cobb, your host, and you're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're joining in today, I want to encourage you to call into our 800 number. That's 1-800-930. I think it's going to be up on the screen, but I think it's, I've already forgot the number. Okay. Well, anyway, Jacob, can you send me that number in the chat? We're going to be doing some live angel reading calls today. So if you wanted to do any live readings with the angels, we're going to be working with Archangel Jovian specifically, but that number again is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to do a live angel reading with me today. And actually I do readings with people. That's what I've been doing for the last 30 years. I work with people, helping them with their soul blueprint, primarily their tribes of light, connecting them into their angels, star beings, whatever. So when we do these readings, it'll be really kind of a little more relevant to your tribe of light, but we will be calling in angels in very specifically to bless us. And if you are watching live, you might notice my background's a little bit different, a little bit of transition on the home front here going on. But so until I get that settled in, we've got a little bit of a new blue spinny little backdrop there. Okay, so with working with the angels, one thing that I want to do that I really like doing is connecting our energy in so that we are clearing our energy fields. When we're working with angels, it's super helpful if we clear our own energy field. So it not only helps us and our own intuition, but it also helps the angels be able to come in closer to us without so much human effluvia going on. So let's just center ourselves for a minute. And this is something you could do each and every day. I do it every day, and I do it in all the sessions I do with people. I find it super helpful. So the first thing we want to do is just, you want to close your eyes for a moment. And unless you're driving, of course, and listening to a podcast or doing something, you can't close your eyes. That's okay either way. Just follow along. We're going to begin by following the natural rhythm of our breath. So the first thing we want to do is breathe into the heart chakra right there in our chest and breathing out. So again, just breathing into the heart and breathing out the heart. One more time, breathing into your heart with grace and gratitude. And breathing out of your heart. And you'll notice that just even within 3 to 4 breaths, you might feel a little more centered and you're calling yourself back from the energy of the day and just coming home to yourself. That's really what we want to continually do all throughout the day. And so this breathing is something that's very helpful just to remember, just I'm breathing in and out. And the minute you breathe in and out through your heart, you're automatically centering yourself and connecting to your heart's wisdom, to the energy of your soul. You're creating coherence really between your head and your heart. And so that is taught a lot by Heart Math Institute, and you can look them up at heartmath.org. But Heart Math Institute has done a ton of studies showing how the brain itself picks up information faster than the heart picks up information faster than the brain does. And it's able to pick stuff up in the future. It's able to heal stuff in the past and help to bring you into the present moment. So whenever you are breathing through your heart and creating that coherence, and as you breathe in, I'm just grateful for my life. Breathing out, I'm grateful for the earth. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my family, you know, my friends, whatever may come to you. But the gratitude opens you up to receive. And that's another really important thing with the angels, is that a lot of times people are saying blessings and prayers and asking for help, But they may not actually be receiving it. They may not actually be open to receive it. So in this breathing through your heart and focusing on gratitude for anything you can think of in that moment, it opens up your heart and it actually opens up the channels of your energy system to start receiving. So first thing is breathe in and out of the heart. Second thing is, we're just going to go ahead and call forth to each of our tribes of light. I personally work with Great Central Sun Angels and some, it's kind of my primary tribe of light. So we're going to go ahead and call in our tribes of light. And again, those tribes of light might be cosmic avatars, galactic councils, planetary light beings, star tribes, angels, ascended masters, nature kingdom. You can always go onto my website, mywildmagic.com, take a free quiz for your tribe of light. Super easy to do and really kind of helps you to narrow it down if you're not 100% sure. So call in your tribe of light, that presence of your soul guiding you. It's nice to kind of ground yourself. We have different dimensions of consciousness. And when you say I'm tuned into my soul or my higher self, whichever one you feel comfortable with, my spirit, source energy, et cetera, it helps you to kind of shift vibrations because a lot of times we are wanting guidance from our intuition, but we may be asking from a place of our inner child or unconscious. And so if you just adjust it just a little bit to, I'm listening to, you know, I'm calling into my soul, my higher self, I am presence, my cosmic Christ presence, source energy. It helps you to kind of raise the bar a bit so that you're not trying to read your intuition or the information of angels from your kind of aspects of your lower consciousness and lower energy centers that may be holding on to different belief systems and things from your pain body. Okay. And we're going to just breathe in, breathe out, centering ourselves. And then let's specifically today, what we're working with, again, it's kind of like having a cup of tea, kicking back with Archangel Jophiel. And that's J-O-P-H-I-E-L. With each of the chakras, there is a different angel, a different archangel that helps us with the feeling tone or the soul attribute of that angel. And Archangel Jophiel works with the crown chakra, which works with the flame of divine wisdom. So each of the chakras have a flame of light, a ray of creation that works through it. And that's how we manifest and etherealize things in our life. So making friends with the archangels is really, really great. So just breathing into that. And we have a question coming in from Jen out of Asheville. So thank you for calling in, Jen. So the question is, they just want, let's see here. So how do you know if you've fully fulfilled your life purpose? Well, that's a great question, actually. So we're going to jump right into that. And just breathing in and out. And I'm looking at different angel decks that I'm working with here, different card decks. And I'm going to call into one of the decks from Melanie Beckler. She has a really nice deck. And the one that's showing up for her right now is the Ascension Angel Cards. Again, you can find that at her website, Melanie Beckler, and it is the Ascension Angel Cards. And so for Jen's energy field, we're going to, feels like there's probably a couple cards we're going to pull here to do a live reading. Again, if you're interested in having a live reading for whatever question you have, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. So I'm going to direct this question directly towards Jen herself. And the one that's coming in is the first card showing up in her energy deck, which I can see the picture there. It is connect with nature. So Jen, in your energy field, as we just sort of tune into you on a soul level, again, we're also calling into Archangel Jophiel, helping us out here, that angel of higher divine wisdom. And it feels as though really kind of the overall answer would be your life purpose is not something that you actually just finish. It's something that you're living each and every breath. So Archangel Jophiel is kind of saying it in terms of in terms of the bigger picture of your soul blueprint, you really do take that lifetime to lifetime, moment to moment. And when it comes to fulfilling your life purpose, the fulfillment is actually the key there. So I really love the way that you, the fully fulfilled. I really like all those words there, because when you're living in your soul blueprint and you're living in your life purpose, you're literally feeling fulfilled each and every moment you take. So that might be in the dinner that you're cooking or a service that you're rendering, et cetera. So the macrocosm answer is that there is never really a completion, because you're a living being. You're like a eternal spirit. So when it comes to your creative expression, your life purpose is always being fulfilled in your creative expression. And that creative expression is an aspect of your soul blueprint. But we're going to go a little bit deeper with that as well, because on a more microcosmic level, let's say that you are doing something in your life, like a particular job or something that you've been putting time into. And that's another way to interpret the question is, you know, how do you know if you are, you know, aligning on that level and you've completed it? So this will be a little bit more personal for you. So connect with nature. So in your energy field, it feels as though you actually have a really great love for the earth itself. And it's interesting, because with your question, what's happened is, in a way, you have kind of fulfilled a whole part of, let's say, your karmic life issue with the old earth energy, because we're sitting in the new earth energy. So on some level, what's happening is, it feels like you feel it on a soul level that you're transitioning into the new earth energy, this new ascension timeline, new earth energy. And in doing that, it feels like you're feeling in the, you know, in your energy field that you're ready for something new, that you're ready to kind of look at a new project or new energy. And a part of that is actually because the earth itself is shifting. Part of what you're actually here for in your life purpose is being on the planet simply to hold energy like an acupuncture point. And that's doing it. So where you live, what you're doing, just your happiness, fulfillment, in a very simple term, you being in nature is actually blessing the earth itself. When it comes to your projects, life, work, things on kind of that mundane level, it feels like you've also turned a corner, is the way your angels are showing up, that you've turned a corner and you have kind of graduated. So all the ways in which you've been being of service to people is coming to a close, and there's going to be a whole new expression for you that is in greater alignment for you now on that level. So the next card we're going to pull for you, just to kind of help that movement forward a little bit, is going to be, it's the cards. I'll show you these. These are really fun cards. They are the Sacred Rebel cards. All right. So in your Sacred Rebel card, in terms of moving forward, it's inner trust, very pretty card. So inner trust. And it feels like there is a part of you that already knows the direction you want to go in, but it feels like you're holding yourself back. So in your higher self, which is where this information is coming in your higher self, you know the direction you want to go in, and it feels like there might be some hesitancy that the world will actually accept you and your skill set. I'd say probably a little bit more of your intuitive energies on how you want to be of service in this next round of service in the new earth energy. So hope that was helpful. And yeah, so we are going to take a quick break. We will be back here in just a moment. I'm Adrienne Cobb. You're listening to My Blog Magic with Adrienne. We'll be right back for more card readings.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, the Myers-Briggs judging type prefers structure, organization, planning ahead, and making decisions quickly and moving on. However, perceiving types prefer to be boundaryless, spontaneous, and wait until the last minute. A great strategy for those who prefer judging is to give perceiving types options, time to make a decision, and be open to other options they may come up with. Also, asking for information ahead of your own deadline creates less stress for both types. Perceiving types can create a system to keep track of scheduled plans so they can be on time, and they can avoid sharing too many open-ended options by focusing on what is most important. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, kerinail.com. That's K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assume they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady. So did I. So did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Adrienne Cobb, and you're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. And thanks for all the people who are calling in right now. And just hang on the line. We're going to move right through these. So hang in there with me. Okay, so the next person coming up is Jackie from Sisters, Oregon.
All right. Hi there, Jackie.
Hello.
Oh, wait, there we go. Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
Hey, so thanks for calling in today. And what question do you have?
Well, I was wondering, today what's up for me is wondering when my alignment for my next partnership will be coming to me and what, if any blockages that I have around that, if they could be cleared or any information the card has that would help with that.
Okay, awesome. All right. So looking at the energy for your partnership energy. Okay, so with your cards, what we're doing is we're using the angelic messenger cards, just so you get an idea. And that's from Kimberly Maruni. So, Meredith Sowers. So angelic messenger cards. And the card showing up for you today is blessing, right? And this is going to be for you kind of in your overview of energy of just really being blessed by the angels, mostly in your heart's desire. And the thing is that when you're calling into the relationship, it feels like you're not necessarily asking it from your personality. And so a lot of times when people ask about relationships, money, things, just sort of our normal human things that we deal with, oftentimes we're kind of asking from our personality. And that's where it can get a little more tricky because the personality has attachments and it has fears and it's asking for something out of the attachment and the fear. The great thing about you asking the question when I'm listening to you on a soul level is that you are actually asking the question from your soul, not your personality. And it feels like you've gone through a whole cycle of things in your life where you're actually really ready to allow yourself to be loved. So in terms of Archangel Jovial working with us today, Angel of Divine Wisdom, it's you allowing it. So the biggest key in terms of your timing of relationship feels like you having acceptance to allow the relationship in. And that would bring us back into the blessing card, that it feels like you're really ready and allowing, and it's almost like a sense of self-love. It's like, I love myself so much that I am now ready to have the relationship. So the relationship isn't here to save you from anything, not your childhood, not you know, your life, not loneliness, not, you know, somebody to go do something with. Right. It's literally here to bless your energy. So when you tap into that frequency of like, wow, I love myself so much, I am actually ready to be blessed in a relationship that meets me in my energy field, that is, a compatible life choice for me. The other thing about relationships, because I'm kind of talking to everyone about this, because that was a great question, is that a lot of times with relationships, we either pick somebody who's just opposite of us, and then we power struggle and learn a lot. We pick somebody who's just like us, and then maybe we get a little bit stagnant and don't grow. But the middle way is to pick up a relationship that's going to be compatible to you. So it's a different way of asking for a relationship that allows your soul to grow. So the other thing about this partnership that's coming in, which feels like it could be really in the next 6 months, just to kind of look at that. But again, that has a lot to do with the timing of you being open and allowing and being like feeling kind of deserving. Right. But you and this person feel like you have a soul, you know, not a soul contract, but a soul agreement before you even came in, that maybe about this time in your life, you would really come together and do something really kind of joyful, but also kind of awesome. It feels like it will actually upgrade your life work as well. So it's a collaborative relationship when it comes to your life work. And it feels like the tone of it is joyful. It just feels like you're enjoying it. And this person is joyful to be around. So that's one of the frequencies to look for when you're around this person, when you meet them, is that frequency of joy.
Okay. I love it.
So did I answer all your questions around that? Did that kind of answer your question?
Okay. Yes, it does. Yes, very much so. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on. And All right. So
thanks
next
for being
caller.
There.
Yeah. All right. So thank you. So the next caller is Carrie from California.
And we've actually got Lynn from Oregon coming on right now, because Carrie's off the line right now.
Sure. Yep.
Hi there, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
How are you?
I have a question for you.
Okay. Yeah. And also for people who are just kind of wanting a read on their energy, we can do it that way. Or if you have a specific question, happy to do it that way. But you have a question, so let's go for it.
I kind of do, because I just have this idea in me, and it feels very strong about putting together a nonprofit that has to do with organic farming and maybe foster kids coming out or helping the kids that are coming out of the system. And it's only in my head right now, and I want to implement it. I was wondering, is it possible to know, like, when this is going to happen or where it's going to happen?
Yeah, so it is a now idea. You've got, again, that Archangel Jovial. Archangel Jovial is also really good with things like this, because the Flame of Divine Wisdom really downloads us with the blueprint, the business plan, that crown chakra kind of download of energy, right? So when it comes to the Archangel Jovial energy and the Flame of Divine Wisdom, it's like the timing is now. Like when you talk about your idea, I just get chills all over my body, that it just could not come soon enough, actually. It feels like the bigger issue, and for you, we are doing, again, the Melanie Beckler cards. This is a different deck. She has a few decks. This is Ask the Angels, Ask Angel card deck. And your card is nurture yourself with love and compassion. All right. Nurture yourself with love and compassion. And in that energy, it feels like you just need a team. Like it's not about, the idea is a now idea. So the timing is now. And when you look at location, it's about who seems open in your community to actually work with you on it. So this is something that is a team effort. It's actually very important for the other souls to work with you as a team. In other words, you've got this vision that has this amazing heart-centered idea to it. And angels love working in community with people when it's a heart-centered idea. So it feels like you actually have legions of angels that work with you and through you that really want to bring this energy out into the world. And then on a human level, the location is based on which group of people is going to be most open to it. So if you have, I would start asking questions, keeping in mind, again, if you were nurturing, being, you know, with love and compassion and nurturing yourself, you're not doing this on your own. And I think that's sometimes what's overwhelming. So for one, you've got legions of angels, teams of angels, that the minute you call them into action, they go out and start lining things up like a synchronicity of miracles, right timing, right people, right synchronicities of just, you know, things lining up for you. So get your heart behind it, get clear. I would first and foremost call the angels in to help you back this idea and to line up all the right people, timing, location, places, land, and even the kids that you'll be foster kids fostering out of the system that you feel like you can actually help, right? Some you're going to be able to help, some you're not the resource for. So you're really calling in those that right alignment, right? And then start asking questions in your community that actually one of the resources showing up in your energy field feels like it might be a health food store that maybe wants to buy produce from you if you had a farm or know somebody or know something. Like, in other words, if you start talking to some of the health food stores in your area, even about your idea, they might even want to fund it. They might even want to put some money into it to help with what it would take. They might even be willing to do a fundraiser for you through the health food store that wants to do it. Now, all these ideas that are coming in are actually coming in from your angels, Archangel Jovial downloading that plan and the angels that you're working with. So, wow, so much fire and passion around that.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I would try talking to some of the people in the health food store in your community to see their interest and pick a location based on who's going to put the most support in for you.
Okay. I will do that. Great. Got Thank it. You.
Thank you so much. Love the idea. And who is the next caller, Jacob?
Next up, we've got Nalda from Florida.
Nalda from Florida. Hey, Nalda. All right. Hey, Nalda.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, can you just tune into your soul, see what's up, or you have a live question?
I'm going to have you just check in.
Got it. Okay. So we're looking at your energy on a soul level. And for your energy, the card deck showing up was the Angel Blessing Cards by Kimberly Maroney. Really nice little deck. I like her deck because it's a very classic sort of angel deck. So again, we're calling in that energy of Archangel Jovial. Archangel Jovial, the Flame of Divine Wisdom. And then the card that came in for you is Sandalphon, the Angel of Divine Power. Sandalphon also works with the earth chakra, which is the chakra beneath our feet. So right above us is the soul blue star chakra. So our soul star chakra is right above us, about 18 inches above us. The earth star is about 18 inches beneath us. Above us is Metatron, beneath us is Sandalphon, and they're in a sense kind of brother angels in a sense. So just to give you a little bit of information on that. So it's kind of cool because right now we're working with Jovial, the seventh chakra, and now you got Sandalphon really standing in your power. So it feels like there's a way in which standing in your own personal power would be really helpful for you right now, and clearing energy. Right now, Archangel Jovial actually and Sandalphon, they want to start clearing some energy out of your solar plexus, that it feels like you have some congested energy, some cording, some things that are going on with people that might be in your life kind of close to you that are kind of pulling on your energy and cording with you. And then when we do cord with people, however that might be, whether it's relationship, work relations, et cetera, what happens is that it kind of depletes our power, but it also lowers our whole vibrational resonance. It's just all of your life force gets kind of drained like a battery. And so one thing that you may want to do is really send your energy up to that source energy. Imagine it like a portal about 300 feet above your head, and then draw that energy all the way down through you, cleaning up your energy field, just purified source energy. It's the energy of pure love and light. Draw it all the way through your body, down your feet into the earth, ground into that new earth energy and then bring it back up into your heart and expand it around you. And then we're going to go ahead and ask that any cording, and we're going to ask this for the group of anybody who's listening on the call, that any energy that needs to be cleared, that we will go ahead and let that energy be cleared, any cording be released, and just gently kind of almost pulling that right out of your energy field. Sometimes people do it without really thinking. So again, just breathing in and out, allowing that energy to clear and standing in your own personal power. And it feels like part of how you need to stand in your power is actually just speaking your truth. So it's not an aggressive thing. It's just, it feels like you already intuitively in your soul and your heart know your truth. You just may not be saying it to somebody for fear of hurting their feelings or for fear of whatever, right? And it's just easier to go ahead and say it in a kind and loving way, but with authority. So that's what kind of shows up for you in this moment.
Okay.
So, yeah. So do you feel okay about that? Anything else with that? Or?
Yeah, I just don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Got it. And that's a much bigger question. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like, not that I'm stuck, because I know what I'm doing right now in my life is being a caregiver to my mother. And that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But I have no clue as to what I'm supposed to be doing after she passes.
Okay. So, and that's really where the personal power comes in. Again, if you will start in the little way, speaking your truth to people now, and you clean up some of this energy that you've almost kind of allowed to be drained from you, what'll happen is you're going to start feeling more and more confident. The more you start speaking your truth to people, it's going to help you clear your head so that you actually know what to do next.
Okay.
So yeah.
Wow.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you. All right. Jacob, do we need to go to a break right now?
It's up to you. We can keep rolling with callers if you'd like.
Oh, let's keep rolling. I'm good for rolling.
Perfect. We're going to bring on Lisa from Georgia.
Lisa from Georgia. All right. Lisa, hi.
Hi.
Hey, so do you have a question or do you want to tune into your soul? What's going on in your
energy? I have a question. I got an offer today for a job, and should I accept the offer and take the job, or should I pursue self-employment?
Yeah, so you've got a couple of cards showing up in your energy field. Again, you've got a lot of your own tribes of light and councils of light showing up for you. And with the jovial energy, just a quick answer would be your own stuff, your own self-employment. So with you, what we're working on is we're going to pull in the cards of the Voyager cards, right? And they're a little bit more of a futuristic type cards, not specifically related to angels, but they do tap in. So the first card showing up in your energy field is confusion, that you yourself may not know what to do. It feels like you're kind of pulled. And the confusion is coming from the old way of thinking would have been get a job. For most of your life, you've had a job and you've always worked for somebody else. And right now you're actually at a point where the clarifying card is strength. Stand in your own strength. And if you were standing in your own strength, you would believe in yourself, trust yourself, and go with the self-employment, the energy that you really do want to go with, that you maybe already have some momentum in that direction. And again, the only reason you'd be confused is because you've done it the other way so just all the years of your life, perhaps, and this is like a big jump. But if you have faith in yourself and you go for it, actually in the timing of doing it now, it's going to pay off a whole lot faster. If you take the job, it feels like it's actually going to divert your attention and you won't really have the full kind of fulfillment of doing the thing that you really want to do. So the answer kind of from Jovial is believe in yourself and just jump out and do what you're here to do and turn the job down. So, yeah, big deal on that.
All right.
You just think that through. You might have to sit with it. There's a little bit of confusion, but you know, that might seem like a big deal, but the minute you turn the job down, it feels like there also might be a relief in your energy field, a little bit of fear, excitement, but almost kind of relief. And yeah, you're going to have to show up differently, but the payoff is going to be so much bigger for you with choosing yourself, having strength in yourself, choosing your own inner strength. Not the job almost feels like a crutch to what you're actually capable of.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So let that settle in, sleep on it. You know, you don't have to make any big decisions right this moment. Sleep on it, see how that feels. And yeah. So good luck with that.
Thanks so much.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Let's head over to Illinois. We've got Justina on the line.
Justina. Hi, Justina. How are you? And are you there, Justina?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Okay. Hey. So do you have a question? I can hear you now. Yeah. Do you have a question or just kind of wanting to tune into your soul energy with the angels? What do you have a preference for?
Yeah. Just kind of a tune in, maybe a little bit of direction. But overall, just kind of a general guidance.
Okay. All right. So with that, we're swinging back over in your energy field. We're going to the angelic messenger cards and tune into your energy field. For one, it feels like you're very soul related, a very soulful person. It feels like you're also a very heart related person. The card that's coming in is actually the card of choice. So really using your free will right now would be to your best advantage to kind of use your free will, get in touch with really what you want to do and go for it. It feels like that because of maybe some of your angelic nature, your heart-centered nature, it feels like you're highly empathic and that you have a tendency maybe to listen more deeply to what other people need and not necessarily to what you need or what you want. So you might be putting other people's needs before you, and you've made it a whole life path of doing that. Like your whole system is set up that way. So for you to reverse that and actually start listening to yourself, one thing that would be helpful is particularly in the morning for you, because it feels like your energy is more clear for you in the morning. So when you wake up and you're not around too many people at first, just ask the question, how do I feel? So you're just breathing in and asking the question, how do I feel? Not about anything in particular, just literally, how do I feel? And take account of that. And the more you start creating this relationship between you and your own soul by asking, how do I feel? It feels like it's going to change things a lot for you so that when you are in other people's energy field, you'll start getting it in your own energy field. How do I feel about that? How do I feel about that? How do I feel about this? I don't know. You see what I mean? So you'll start to have more presence in your own life when you do that. And being of an angelic nature, it feels like your capacity to be of service to others is very high. But the deal is you really want to be choosing how you want to be of service to people, that choice card, not how other people want you to be of service to them. So that's really important for you to hear. And this would be true of a lot of the empaths that might be on the call right now. Notice the difference between somebody wanting you to be of service, that you feel like you have to go be of service to them, versus how do I want to be of service to you? One kind of puts you in the empowerment that creates balance in your life. I'm willing to come help you for an hour to do this. They may want you to come help for 6 days to do that. You see what I'm saying? So you get to pick and choose, and you turn that around. And the catch in your nervous system that you're going to want to do a little deeper work on is around the relationship with your mom. It feels like she herself, this might be a bit of a genetic issue, but she herself feels like has maybe an issue around that herself. But you may have also felt almost obligated is the word that comes to mind in dealing with your mom and her emotional needs. So again, it's just a childhood training. You just need to breathe through that. We're going to go ahead and call in a divine intervention for you and any of us right now who feel obligated, calling in that Archangel Jovial energy, any of the other angels that want to come in and just notice that, clearing the energy for all of us right now. Any obligatory emotions that we're caught up in, whether it's from the mother, the father, anybody else in our lineage, just delete and create, destory it, etherealize it now in your belief systems and neuro-linguistic programming and the way you talk to yourself, neuroemotional pathways. So that's going to kind of jumpstart you. You might start to have some dreams and some emotions come up from what's just being cleared right now. And that's true of any of us on the line right now, because I could feel that moving through my system too. I'm like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. So let this settle in. And like I said, the more you start realizing day to day, how do I feel? Super simple question. You're going to start to know who you are in the world with others, and you're going to get very crystal clear on what you want to do with your life. But it's kind of an inside out kind of question, not a what should I go do in the world question yet. That'll come, but right now practice this other thing, particularly at least the next 3 weeks. Okay.
Okay. How can I incorporate well with Archangel Jophiel?
Yeah. So you can start calling in Archangel Jophiel to come in and start blessing you. In this case, particularly before you go to bed at night, to download you with the wisdom you need for your soul blueprint and your most harmonious life path, like the perfect life path for you. So do the how do I feel in the morning,
okay,
so that you can register yourself. And of course, throughout mm-hmm. the day, if you can remember. And then before night, make a little thing that you put by your bed that you remember. I'm asking Archangel Jophiel to bless me when I go to sleep, to download me with all the wisdom and the frequencies of light I need for my greatest fulfillment, my soul blueprint, my life path that fits me, that works for me, that's most loving for me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you have a good rest of your day. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. Who's next?
All righty. We're going to head over to Denver, and we have, hi there, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, Adrian. My name's Jennifer, and I'm a big fan of yours.
Yeah, thank you. Jennifer's in my mentorship. So thank you for calling in today.
I want to ask the question. My daughter, Audrey, who you know, is having severe anxiety this week, and she's not quite sure why, and I was wondering if there's something going on at a deeper level that you may be able to give some clarity to.
Yeah, okay.
Like her heart rate, resting heart rate's like over 100. It's about 110. Super anxious at school, can't focus. Even the teachers are coming and saying, Audrey, are you okay? What's going on with you?
Yeah, all right. So in your energy field and in Audrey's, the cards that's showing up are the Sacred Rebel cards, because you guys are just, modern day mystics and sacred rebels all into yourself. Both of you are. And the Sacred Rebel card that's showing up is, what do you feel? Right. And so in that energy of what do you feel, it feels like a lot of the anxiety and the issues that are going on physically for her, part of that feels like it's a lot of stuck emotion that's going on. But the primary emotion that's showing up in her energy field is the energy of anger. And where she may not feel like she has an outlet for that anger, because if she does this, it might hurt this person, this, she might hurt that person. And it feels like pressure is building. And that she may be doing some things that she doesn't really want to be doing right now. Now, what she's in the present moment, it feels like her body probably needs about 3 days to recalibrate. I mean, we're kind of in the middle of the week right now. So, but if she could take like 3 days off of just not doing anything, and that may not be possible with school, I don't know. But if she even knew she was going to have 3 days off, just to take like a long weekend, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday or whatever, that might be more, you know, a little bit easier on her school stuff. But if she even knew she had some time off where she doesn't have to answer to anybody, she doesn't have to do anything. So it feels like she's being, in a way, it feels like her overwhelm is starting to build up, because she might be being asked to do certain things that she doesn't want to do. And for her to really figure out, what am I being asked to do that I don't want to do, and really draw some lines there, to be honest, tell people how she feels, and to draw some boundaries that are healthy for her. And it feels like what'll happen is that anger will subside because she's able to express herself, and then the anxieties will go down. So this is like a really cool thing that her body lets her know when she's out of sync with something.
Yeah.
Okay. So just help her get clear.
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you're doing great. Okay.
Thank you. Cool. All right.
All right. Next up, we've got Sarita from Charlotte.
Sarita. All right. So, Sarita, how's it going today?
Good. How are you, Adrian?
Good. How's your weather there in Charlotte today? My cousin lives there.
Oh, it's weird. It's sunny and then it's drizzling and a little overcast, I guess.
That's kind of exactly how it here, yeah, is where I am too. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so again, do you have a question or do you just want kind of an overview to your soul energy?
I guess let's go with an overview.
Okay, kind of an overview on your soul energy. All right. So in your energy field, we are using the Voyager Tarot cards, right? And the Voyager Tarot card that's coming up is Creativity, Three of Crystals. This is actually one of the path cards to the Empress. And it's when I tune into your energy field, your kids are also showing up in your energy with you right now. So the Creativity card being the Empress card, being the mother, and really coming at this and maybe creating some fun creative projects for you and your kids would probably be super good right now, but also making sure that you have some time, kind of balancing the time with yourself and then doing fun creative stuff with your kids. So kind of going back and forth with that and finding the balance with that. So in a way, doing the fun creative stuff is taking you out of the mundane things. Like it feels like you might at times, like for you personally, life, it might have kind of a rut to what you're doing. I'm doing this and then I do this and I do this. And then tomorrow I'm going to do the same thing all over again. So try to interrupt the flow a little bit and figure out something you can do that's out of the box that would be super fun for you, your girls or your family. And then at the same time, find a way to balance that, okay, well, we've done this really cool, fun thing. And now I just want to go for a walk. I just want to kind of sit by myself. Or I want to take a bath, or I just want to watch something that I want to watch. You see what I'm saying? So the balance feels like it's going to keep your creative spirit really flowing. It feels like you go through cycles of getting burned out. And the burned out is not necessarily what you're doing. It's how you're doing it in a way that feels like, it feels like you can get bored pretty easily with stuff and just sort of doing some different fun things at all. And it has to be things that you want to do too. It's not just what everybody else wants to do in your family unit. It's what do you want to do? So you see how that would be creative and fun for you. And then you can take turns. Okay, this week you get to decide what we do. This week you get to decide. This week I get to decide. And so it kind of keeps life a little bit more alive, actually. So that's kind of the first thing showing up. And with that energy with Archangel Jovial coming in on your behalf, that you have a tremendous, it feels like you keep an overview of your family. It's like you're holding like a master plan for your family that kind of keeps all the things in your family flowing. And that energy is something that you are working on that level with. So just keep that overflow, that you're kind of like the overseer of your family, but make sure it's in this creative fun flow. So and there's just balance there. Do you have any questions about that? You feel?
Well, honestly, that was spot on, because before I thought, oh, I'll just let her get a read on me, I was going to ask a question about finding balance.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Between.
And it's October. Yeah. Well, October is like my most favorite month of the whole year, and there's got to be so many cool, fun things to go do. So, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
No,
all righty.
So That was spot on.
Okay. You enjoy the rest of your day. And then we are going to Pam from St. Louis.
All right. Just a second while I get that switched over.
Hi. So who is this? Which person got on the call?
This is Pam.
Perfect.
Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Okay. So do you have a question or do you want me to tune into your soul energy?
I think sort of an overview would be good. I mean, I'm coming out of a 3+ year of a lot of struggles. Well, I hope I'm coming out of it. I'm hoping that that's the case.
Yeah. Okay. So, just breathe in for a moment. We want to clear that energy on your behalf. And we're going to call in that energy of Archangel Jovial. And then the cards that are showing up for you is the Ask Angel cards by Melanie Beckler. Okay. On that energy. And again, we're just listening into your energy field for an overview. Okay, so it's let joy and love be your guide. So that's the card. Let joy and love be your guide. Now, in your energy field, one of the things that's showing up is that it feels as though there is actually a lot of grief in your energy field, certain level of sorrow. And the grief that might be there could be partly from whatever you've been going through for the last several years, but it also feels like it's accrued from other places where it just feels like there's a lot of disappointment where something that you've cared about or wanted just hasn't worked out or doesn't work out. And that feels like, again, that's a lifetime where you may feel like, gosh, the thing that I really want or wanted to work out just didn't work out. It feels like you are working more so with star beings. And so your council of light, your tribe of light is star beings. And with these star being energies, they're very much a visionary, and it feels like you have a very high vision for life. So when you're in a group of people, you're at a job, you're in a relationship with somebody, you're in your home, it feels like you have a high vision, you know, kind of a beautiful, but a higher vision for what you had hoped for would happen between you and whatever it is you have a vision for. And, you know, that could very easily go back into kind of your childhood where on some level there that things didn't really work out the way you thought it would. And that can oftentimes go back to, in this case with you, your parents' relationship, and where in your parents' relationship, things may have gone a little sideways or not worked out the way you had hoped or wanted on some level. And we're actually even going back more directly to the age of about 12 years old in your energy field, where it feels like at about 12, it feels like some things start to shift and change for you, maybe internally and in your world, but also, well, just the world around you, but maybe in your family as well. So it feels like there's kind of a belief system that things aren't necessarily going to work out the way you want. And so we do want to call in Archangel Jovial to help to clear out any thought forms that you're holding where you are, where it's almost like no matter how much good effort you put into something, you're afraid that it won't really work. And then when it doesn't, it feels like the disappointment sets in, but it's stacked in your nervous system with a lot of sorrow. And this is something that we're just ready to kind of clear out. So allowing that energy just to clear in your system. And again, what you're doing now is letting go of the belief system of the sorrow, things aren't going to work out, things never really meet my higher expectation. Instead, we're going to call on the angels to start blessing you with the energy of let joy and love be your guide as we clear that other energy out. And really kind of, it's almost a matter of having faith that that can actually really happen. So I want you just to breathe into your heart for a moment. We're going to call in also the Archangel Shamuel, that's C-H-A-M-U-E-L, Archangel Shamuel, to work with Archangel Jovial, that angel that's working with us today in the Flame Divine Wisdom, and bring wisdom into your heart. Again, this is true for anybody that's on the call right now. If you have any disappointment, things that have not worked out the way you thought it would, and to really let go of your attachment to that. Let go of where it hasn't worked out, because right now, we all have this really beautiful opportunity where the energy has a new kind of reset, and we're asking the angels to help us right now to reset our belief system, filters, and energy so that we can have faith in ourselves, faith in the higher vision. And it's more about having faith in you, yourself and your own vision than it is other people. Sometimes other people can disappoint us, right? When they don't live up to their higher calling, their higher self. And with you, you actually, Pam, do see things from the higher self almost all the time, the highest potential, the higher good in a person, the higher beauty in something. And this is, so you don't want to lose that ability you just want to own it and hold the energy for it, and then let people start to come up to your energy instead of lowering yourself down to their energy on that level. So I hope that was helpful. There's kind of a lot of different moving pieces with this particular part of your energy. And we are going to ask the angels to continue to help working with you, Archangel Jovial and Archangel Camuel, to assist you in letting the joy and the love actually be your guide, instead of almost attracting people into your life that maybe are going to play the disappointment out. Sometimes our unconscious actually attracts people in that are going to play out the same old pattern. So it's almost like you, the angels in this case, are kind of recommending that you make a decision to cut that cord, that you're not willing to keep attracting people in. So you might want to ask the question, because when you ask questions, the universe answers. So you're asking the question, what would it take for me to let go of people who are going to be disappointing, and instead, what would it take for me to draw in people who are compatible to my life force energy, to meet me at my level, you see? So that's probably the best thing that you can start practicing. And you ask that question over and over and over until you get the right, until it starts showing up in your life, because you're breaking the thought form. So thank you all so much for participating today. It's been super fun being on here with you and doing the readings. I am Adrienne Cobb, and you can check out more of what I offer at mywildmagic.com. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. Hope to catch you next week on the show. Okay, thank you. Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.